When it comes to home insurance, GEICO works for you. And since I'm the GEICO Gecko, I work for you too.
Hey, Gecko, could you DJ my workout?
I got you, Derek. I know you like them sweet beats on leg day. Great home gym, by the way.
That's fire, Gecko.
I call this remix, bundle your home and car insurance so you can save and get coverage that grows with you.
Oh yeah, rolls right off the tongue. And you know what else I like?
Air horn.
Aw, oh, yeah.
Let GEICO work for you. Get more with GEICO.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, let's dive into this story. It's about a neighbor dispute that got really out of hand in a way that I don't think you would expect. We're going to be looking at a letter that was sent to the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast. And you guessed it. The drama is all about string lights.
Oh.
You might be thinking, okay, it's just lights. What could be so bad about that? Mm-hmm. But get ready, because this conflict goes way beyond just being a little annoying.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting how the person who wrote the letter, they start out with a pretty common idea. Like, they think that everyone is going to agree with their idea of what's reasonable when it comes to having lights in your backyard. You know, they put up these lights and they figure, hey, everyone's going to love this nice, cozy atmosphere. But that's where things kind of go sideways.
Yeah. The listener, they get this text from their neighbors, Tom and Julie. And the text just says, please turn off your lights. They're really bright.
Mm-mm.
Sounds like a pretty simple request, right? Maybe they just hadn't thought about how much of that light was actually spilling over onto the neighbor's property. So they try to be nice. You know, they turn off the lights for that night.
Yeah. But, you know, that first attempt at compromise, even though it was meant to be helpful, it doesn't actually fix anything. And the way Julie reacts to that first attempt at compromise is a bit of a warning sign. It suggests that there's actually something more going on here than just not liking bright light. It's like we're starting to see the first signs of a power struggle happening.
Right. So the listener decides to try and talk things over with Tom and Julie directly, you know, try to clear the air. They even offer to buy them blackout curtains.
Wow.
I mean, that's pretty generous, wouldn't you say?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that definitely shows that they were really willing to find a way to get along and just live peacefully together.
Yeah.
But Julie's response is really something. She basically blows up and says that the lights don't belong there at all. And then Tom's just standing there awkwardly suggesting that they help take the lights down. Like, it's up to them to decide what happens.
Mm.
It's a clear power move. You know, they're trying to take control of the situation.
So now our listener is stuck in a tough spot.
Right.
Do they stand their ground and risk making things worse, or do they just give in and feel resentful about it?
Yeah. It's a really hard position to be in.
Yeah.
And things don't exactly get any easier. The listener tries to compromise again. They unplug half the lights and even take out some bulbs just to try and make them less bright.
It's like they're dealing with hostage takers here.
Right.
But even all that effort just gets met with more resistance. Tom just keeps insisting that they take down all the lights completely. Like, he's not even considering the listener's attempts to find some kind of middle ground.
Yeah, this is a total classic example of how conflict escalates. You see, the more the listener gives in, the more it seems to actually encourage Tom and Julie. Like, it makes them think they're in the right and that they have the upper hand.
And you know what's really sad about all of this? It's how it affects the listener's daughter.
Oh.
You know, these kids, they used to be friendly neighbors, and now they're giving her the cold shoulder, treating her like she doesn't even exist. Mm-hmm. And all because of some string lights. It's crazy.
It really shows you how these seemingly small conflicts can have wider effects. You know, it doesn't just impact the people directly involved, but it spreads out to their families mm-hmm. and even the whole community. It reminds us that even small disagreements can cause real emotional pain.
So at this point, the listener is just fed up. They haven't even used their backyard after dark for 2 months because of all this tension. Finally, they decide they've had enough. They turn those lights back on. Of course, what happens? Julie sends another text right away demanding that they turn them off.
That's a big moment. Mm-hmm. You know, the listener, they've tried everything they could to compromise, but now they've made a choice. They're taking back their space and saying they have a right to enjoy their own property. But as you can imagine, this is only going to make Tom and Julie react even more strongly.
Oh, yeah. Things are about to get really interesting.
Buckle up.
This backyard battle is just getting started.
So now our listener is dealing with the fallout from taking back their backyard. You know, instead of just talking it out, Tom and Julie, they go for what we call in psychology, passive aggressive behavior.
It's like they went straight to the petty revenge section of the rule book.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the trash cans are in the way of the driveway, the garden hose is gone, and there's just random stuff all over the listener's yard, like tennis balls, dog toys, even an old flip-flop.
Yeah. It's almost funny, but also kind of creepy. These little acts of sabotage, they're not meant to be a direct confrontation with the listener, but they send a pretty clear message. Like, we see what you're doing, we don't like it, and we're going to make sure, you know, we're not happy.
Right? It's like they're creating this atmosphere of tension, you know, like you can just feel it in the air.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder if they're going to all this trouble. What's the real reason behind it?
That's the question we're trying to figure out. Right. Uh-huh. On the surface, it's about the string lights. But a lot of times in these neighbor disputes, the thing they're actually fighting about is just a symbol of something deeper. Maybe it's about control or feeling like their space is being invaded or even just a need to be the one in charge.
And instead of actually talking about it, they just act out their frustration in these weird ways.
Exactly. And it's important to remember that in any conflict, both sides have their own story, their own way of seeing things. What one person thinks is totally harmless, another person might see as a deliberate attack.
So in this case, the listener decides to fight fire with fire. They go out and buy the brightest, most powerful string lights they can find.
Whoa.
It's like a full-on declaration of war.
Now things are really escalating. The listener who started out trying so hard to make peace with Tom and Julie is now doing the same things they're doing. It makes you wonder, when someone is constantly being petty, can you ever really rise above it?
Well, in this story, it doesn't seem like it. Remember that incident with the dog sitter? The one where Tom actually trespasses onto the listener's property just to unplug the lights?
Yeah, that's a major escalation. He's not just ignoring boundaries. He's trying to justify it by saying he thought the lights were left on purpose. You know, it's a common thing we see in conflicts. People try to make excuses for their behavior, even when it's clearly wrong.
And he didn't even apologize. Mm-hmm. He just had this smug look on his face like he'd outsmarted the listener. But this was the turning point. The listener finally had enough.
For sure. They put up a no trespassing sign. It was a clear message that Tom and Julie's behavior wasn't going to be tolerated anymore. And then comes the party. You know, a deliberate decision to enjoy their backyard lights and all.
Ignoring Julie's frantic text to turn off the lights. And then the best part, turning them off 1 minute early, just to rub it in.
Oh, that's a classic power move. And of course, Tom, always watching, is lurking around in the dark, making sure the lights are actually off. The listener catches him in the act again and delivers the perfect line, maybe find a better hobby.
It's a moment of victory. You know, finally taking back control in a situation that had become totally out of control.
Hmm.
But it also shows just how ridiculous this whole conflict is. These grown adults fighting over a string of lights.
It's the perfect example of how easily we get caught up in our emotions during a conflict and completely lose sight of what really matters.
But the story doesn't end there. It settles into this weird kind of truce. No more petty revenge, but no real communication either. Just this tense standoff with everyone hiding behind closed curtains.
A stalemate, but not a resolution. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes the story so interesting. It reflects something that a lot of us face.
Yeah.
How do we deal with conflict with people we can't avoid? People who live right next door, especially when the real problem is never actually dealt with?
We've been talking about this whole neighbor feud, and it makes me think, what if they had just talked to each other? Like, do you think this whole string light thing could have been avoided?
Oh, yeah, totally. It's like communication is the key to stopping things from getting worse. Like, imagine if at the very beginning, Tom and Julie had just said why the lights were bothering them. Maybe they worked nights and were trying to sleep during the day, or maybe they had some medical condition that made them sensitive to bright lights.
Right. Instead of jumping to conclusions and assuming the worst, they could have just had a conversation and saved everyone a ton of stress and frustration.
Exactly. We tend to put our own assumptions onto other people's behavior, especially when there's conflict. You know, we make up stories in our heads to explain what they're doing, and we often think they have bad intentions, even when they might not.
So in this case, the listener thought Tom and Julie were just being difficult and controlling. But maybe Tom and Julie felt like they were being ignored and disrespected. It just becomes this back and forth of misunderstanding and retaliation.
Totally. And once that starts, it's really hard to stop. Each action gets a bigger reaction, and pretty soon you're in a full-blown feud over something that could have been solved with a five-minute chat.
So what's the lesson here for our listener and for anyone else who might be in a similar situation?
Well, I think there are a few things we can learn from this whole backyard battle. First, don't underestimate how powerful communication can be. Even when it's hard, even when you're frustrated, make the effort to see things from the other person's point of view.
It's like they say, seek first to understand, then to be understood.
Exactly. And be aware of how you're reacting. Are you making things worse? Are you making assumptions about why the other person is doing what they're doing? Sometimes taking a step back, taking a breath, and choosing a better way to respond can make a huge difference.
It's not about being a pushover.
Yeah.
It's about being smart and avoiding unnecessary drama.
Right. You got to remember that in most neighbor disputes, nobody really wins. Everyone ends up losing in some way, whether it's damaged relationships, emotional stress, or even legal battles.
So to our listener who shared their story with the Nightmare Neighbors podcast, we hope this deep dive has given you some things to think about. Maybe someday you and Tom and Julie can find a way to stop this silence and resentment.
Yeah, maybe just a friendly wave over the fence, a little chat about the weather, or even an invitation to a barbecue.
And to everyone listening, remember that sometimes the best way to win a fight with your neighbor is to not fight at all. Choose understanding, choose communication, and choose to create a more peaceful place to live for yourself and everyone around you.
At the end of the day, we're all just looking for a little peace and quiet in our own backyards.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And on that note, we'll leave you with this final thought. What does this story tell you about your own assumptions and how you react to conflict? Are there situations in your life where being more understanding and talking things out could make a difference? Something to think about. Until next time, happy deep diving.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.